Council President Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Jones?
Here.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And we'll begin the meeting with, we have Chris Bent from Calvary Chapel.
Well, before I pray, if you guys wouldn't mind joining me in a moment of silence, something we do in this country to honor people who have been through a tragedy, and certainly in Las Vegas. So if we could have a moment of silence for the victims, as well as a moment to pray in our own way for the families of the survivors. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this opportunity that we have as citizens of this great city to live in a place that has proven itself, for very much the most part, a safe place to be. Now, Lord, as we have an opportunity to govern ourselves, which you have granted us as well, we pray that we would do so in a way that would honor you. We pray that you would be welcome at this meeting to help make the decisions that are necessary that would be the best for the city and for its citizens.
Amen. You'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Any questions or comments or motion to approve?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor, Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion carries. Next item was to be a public hearing. Staff requests this item to be tabled to the to be scheduled October 17, 2017, instead of the October 3rd public hearing as requested at the September 19th public hearing. This is on the Spring Hill Subdivision 17-05-S. There was actually a another noticing issue on this, is why we have to table it. We're not in compliance with that.
Okay. Because of the notice issue, I move we table item 7A, public hearing and consideration to approve 17-05-S preliminary plat for Spring Hill Residential Subdivision.
Second.
And for the October 17th meeting.
The October 17th meeting.
Thank you.
Apologies.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Item 8A is a proclamation for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Whereas domestic violence is defined as abusive behavior in a personal relationship that gives one member control and power over another through physical, emotional, sexual, economic, or physiological actions or threats, and whereas an estimated 1 in 4 women will face domestic abuse in her lifetime, and in 2016 there were 5,236 calls for service related to real domestic violence and sexual assault in Ada County, and whereas each day in Idaho more than 559 victims of domestic violence and their children seek safety and services from domestic violence programs in Idaho, and whereas the Women and Children's Alliance provides safety, healing, and freedom from domestic abuse and sexual assault through the range of services including secure shelters, court advocacy, counseling, child care, as well as case management, and whereas the City of CUNA is an important partner in the Women and Children's Alliance vision to create a community where the people thrive in safe and healthy relationships, Now therefore be it resolved that I, Joe L. Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, do hereby join national and local officials in proclaiming October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. That leads us to item 8B, consideration to approve 17-01-VAC vacation for File Ridge subdivision easements. Troy, yeah, Richard on that one. This is a request for approval of easement vacation for a portion of the File Ridge subdivision, final plat, book 106, page 14640, Ada County Records. The applicant proposes releasing the easements on the east, west, and south sides of Lot 1, Block 1, File Ridge, final plat, and the north easement will remain fully intact. Richard.
Thank you. For the record, Richard Rhodes, Mayor and Council. As the mayor said, this is the request to vacate north, south, and east easements, west, north, west, south, and east easements on this property. Originally purchased by Idaho Central Credit Union, there was a swap those property with Mark Ridley, and so he's requesting changing this, so it's just a vacation of those easements for the report. I'll stand for any questions.
Questions for Richard?
No.
No questions? Thank you.
All right, I move we approve 17-01 VAC for the File Ridge subdivision easements.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Update on city website and new upgrades from Civic Plus. Chris Engels.
Good evening, Council. I just kind of wanted to give you a heads up what was coming up probably over the next few months. John and I had a phone conference with Civic Plus, and we are due for upgrades with our contract. And we talked about some of the things that we thought could be stronger, and they have new options available that could, I don't want to say make it slicker, but make it easier to use. Instead of going in there and just seeing list upon list, we will have the opportunity to convert the departments over to, you know, pages within the website. So maybe you're going to head to departments versus just undescriptive titles, that type of thing. Some of it is included in the contract. There will be some cost to refine the website so it's more user-friendly, maybe trying to accommodate some of the feedback we get, but we'll always bring that forward to you for consideration. We'll be putting a team together. They do request, we try and keep our team to about five, that that's most effective, but definitely we're happy to have input. And then if any of you want to be a part of that team, we're happy to have you sit on it as well. Any questions or comments or direction you'd like to provide?
So what direction are you seeking at this point?
If any of council is interested in sitting on the upgrade committee or team for that, any thoughts that you have on the website that you'd like us to have in mind before we start moving forward with making some of the updates?
Two things that I have thought of. I would like to, if there's a way, I'm not sure exactly how this would work in practice, but if there's a way that people can submit events to be included on our community calendar, so it's, my vision for that is that it would be so robust, it would be kind of like the go-to calendar to find out what's happening in CUNA.
Right.
But I think there would need to be like an intermediate review kind of level to approve things. But if we could enable some functionality like that, I think that would be great. And then just anything we can do to make sure that the website is just as functional and easy to navigate if accessed with a mobile device.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good point. Any other comments, suggestions? Okay.
Mayor?
Yeah. I would probably just reiterate what we talked about before. The only thing I was thinking of, it's a little cumbersome for me to look up like resolutions, public hearings, and if there's possibilities to have those type of pages. So we can, you know, you go to like the ordinance, the city code, you can see the new ordinances, whereas we can have a page just for all the resolutions and we can go see every new resolution. I don't know if I'd be for having to go back and put every single previous resolution on, but maybe moving forward we have an easier way. That just seems to be the difficulty that I usually have with the website. I'd be more happy to sit on it. You know my schedule. If it can make it work, great. If it doesn't work, then I'm all right with that. If it doesn't work for everybody else.
But. So are you envisioning, so any new ordinances, if they update Municode, they are out on Municode, but not all ordinances, like I want to take easements or PI. Are you talking about having a listing on the website of all the ordinances and all the resolutions, which would include, you know, just business things like annexing, irrigation rights, those kind of things?
I was just more envisioning, I mean, the ordinances are pretty easy to find on the Municode, and they mm-hmm. put it off to the side so you can see all the new ones, and they're using on it for a few months. I was just thinking more along of every time we approve a resolution, we just stick it on a resolution page, and then people can go see what resolutions have been approved and
okay.
and that. I mean, I definitely don't want to make it too cumbersome or too much information, but we can discuss more of that
sure.
in the future. But that's what I was just thinking. So
okay.
you can just follow the resolutions as they get approved and easier to find, because I was looking for one the other day, and it just was almost impossible for me to find. It was just you search it, and you get 300 different things that say resolution on it. So without knowing that number, it was hard to find.
I don't know if this is just a problem. I'm trying to think if I've only tried to listen to minutes on my phone or not, but you can't skip forward in them. So, like, if the recording freezes up or if your phone, something happens with it, and you have to navigate out off that page, there's no way to, like, drag it to where you were listening before. You just have to listen to the whole thing again. So
that is, we've been trying to work through that, and what we found is you have to actually download it to have that freedom.
Okay.
For some reason, if you're listening to it directly off of the website, you don't seem to have that freedom, but that's definitely, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's something I'll talk to them about, because not everybody wants to have to download it first to have that kind of functionality.
Or even, and it's possible I missed it, but if that is the only way that we can get it to work, maybe just having that kind of notation
mm-hmm.
in a lot of spots
yeah.
so that people would be able to, because I don't think I was even aware that I could, like, download it and listen to it
yeah.
when I wasn't on the internet or something like that.
Okay.
And on that note, I mean, that might be good if they can timestamp it too, compared to our timestamps. I know you guys put that on the minutes, the timestamps. So if they're looking at the minutes, they can see that, you know, like this one I looked up, there was a resolution approved at 6:17, where they can go right to 6:17.
Oh, where it'll jump?
Yeah.
So, link into
yeah,
the
could,
jump?
Yeah.
I can look at that. I'm not sure what the technical requirements for that would be at all, so I definitely would have to look into that deeper.
Good. Anything else on that? Good. We do have a scout troop back here. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves? I'm sure that's what you were wanting to do, was stand up and talk at a council meeting. But if you had to just introduce yourselves and your troop number and.
Next.
Very good. Was there any question you guys want to ask?
Could you come to the mic, please?
Yeah, if you would, just come up here to the mic and speak in there, and then you can ask questions.
And what was your troop number again? Troop number?
Actually, we have quite a few. Bob and Bobby sitting right over there are good ones to get in contact with for that. So if you want, we can get you their information and a way to contact them. And yeah. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. If you would, when you come up, Mike, just state your name again.
Once again, Mike Bundy, Troop 815. One of the objectives of the scouts in being here tonight is to just pay attention to what's going on, take good notes, and to listen for objective points of view that are presented. And we really didn't have much of that. We saw a little bit with the website, but was wondering if you guys could just talk about, in your role as the city council, what kind of different points of view are presented on various
Okay. Does anybody on council want to address any of those types of things?
Well, I'll say we tabled a hearing that will take place at our next meeting, and that one is about a approving a preliminary plat for a subdivision, so like a first design, I guess, of a subdivision. And those are issues that can sometimes be contentious, or people can have really strong feelings about them. In the past, you know, we've had people who are worried about, you know, well, what is this new development, whatever it's going to be, if it's a subdivision or a commercial building, how's that going to impact my property, and how can I provide feedback about that? And then, you know, we have to consider how can we think about what those people are telling us, and how can that play a role in our decision making, while also balancing what the law says and what our city code says and what our comprehensive plan says about how we expect development to happen and that sort of thing. So that's one where I think we have to balance a lot of different opinions, and sometimes it can be challenging, certainly, because people get very emotional about, you know, their property and things that they're going to have to live with.
But yeah, and so there was one that occurred just this last year that was actually quite contentious, and so a lot of times there's no legal reason for us to deny some of those things. So what we do is we look at those, and in this case, Brianna had looked at it. One of the arguments was these were two-story buildings, and they would be able to see over the fence into the next yard and that type of thing. So what we were able to do as a council was, Brianna, Councilmember Boobin Donderhaar had suggested that we increase the buffer for the backyard to move them away a little more so they don't have quite as good a vision down into the neighbor's yard. So council has a little bit of leeway that way, but anything else?
For what it's worth, I totally disagree with what they just said.
There you have it. Okay. Anybody else?
My question is what you guys are going to do for the domestic.
So what we do is we actually already had an event where we went, and myself and several other mayors and county commissioners were at that event and signed on to the proclamation. And as a city, we pass out letters to some of the business owners, ones that we think there might be areas in which they might actually witness those types of things. So the bars and that type of thing, and we give them what they call shoe cards. They're just a card that people can pick up. Sometimes they put them in the bathroom so that whoever is having an issue can grab one without somebody they don't want seeing that they got one. They can get one of those and
stash it away. And for the most part, we just try to let people know that there is actually some help and they don't have to go through those things alone. And I think a lot of times when there's an issue like that, especially with domestic violence, people are afraid to call the police because they're afraid the police will show up, take a report, and then leave. And then they're out there on their own with no help and no support. But that's not the case. The police can go out and actually start a series of things in motion so that they follow through and help get people out of those issues. So that's one thing we do for domestic violence. Okay? Very good. Well, thank you guys for coming tonight. We are down to mayor and council announcements.
You guys picked a really short meeting.
Yes, you did. A good one.
Mayor,
yes.
I wonder if we could have an update from Bob on the downtown revitalization and then an update on the comp plan.
Very good.
In that order.
Council and Mayor, thank you. Downtown is pretty much on schedule. We're about 3 days off because of the rain late last week. We're still in the window of being completed by 71 days. Everything's going good. We've started construction on the south side, tearing out sidewalks and asphalt. Haven't really had too many complaints or too many problems to report to you guys. The traffic pattern has been a little bit confusing the first couple days, but seems to be going well. I'm sure, I don't know if any of you guys, I know Councilman Cardoza has, but I don't know if any of you have got to walk the new sidewalks yet on the north side. Turned out pretty nice. Anyway, we're just moving along on schedule, on budget. So I would stand for any questions.
And there was one issue today with traffic that occurred mostly, I think, because of the Union Pacific Railroad arm that came down and malfunctioned and stayed down. So we had traffic backed up for a while, but that issue has been since resolved.
Just out of curiosity, Bob, are they going to put the lights in on the north side of the trees, or is that to be done when the entire project's completed?
Councilman Cardoza, the lights will probably be the last thing done because they were the longest out on delivery. They were 12 weeks out when we approved the project, so the lights will probably be the absolute last thing done. But it should still be, shouldn't be too much longer, or right around the 70-day mark.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
On the comprehensive plan, let me pull up. I just got the text. There was 645 responses specific to land use, quality of life, and transportation, and other. Mostly transportation was the responses back. Now they're going to go through and analyze all the data, put them in certain categories and like categories, and determine what priorities were most, I don't want to say popular, but most mentioned. And they'll be working on getting all the existing conditions and conditions of the city put together. And I believe they'll have a report by, I hope, the end of this month, I believe is what they said. We are on schedule.
How much response did we get on the Envision? Do you know?
645 is the count so far.
That's over and above the meeting we had at the high school then?
Correct.
Okay.
And the survey closed now, right? It was,
yes.
On the 30th.
And
we had another meeting last week, like a planning meeting with for like 2 hours here with community members and like the panel advisory committee. Yeah.
And I think it's also been helpful. We have ACHD and some other entities at those meetings. I think it's actually been quite helpful to have them interact with the community so that they they get a real feel for the way people are feeling about things, and I think we might actually see a few things stepped up because of that, so I think that relationship that we're building through this process is actually quite helpful.
Okay.
All of the responses we get back will be filtering out to the specific agency that they, like ACHD, or there were some library comments, you know, so that they're aware of and hopefully benefit off of what we are doing, our process for, with community input.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy.
You're welcome.
Can I get a splash pad update?
Darn it, I tried to stay out of this meeting. I've been talking with the company. They're getting ready to ship everything later this month. I've got a truck lined up and a mini excavator lined up so we can start digging and get it done as fast as possible.
Okay. Do you think, like, end of October-ish? Or
probably be more the middle of November. Okay. Try to get as much as we can before the snow flies.
Cool. Thanks.
Okay.
You got everything at the dog park now?
Nope, not yet. Still waiting on shipping stuff. So we did plant some trees today. So there will be that.
You do have a fire hydrant to put there, don't you?
Yes, we will find one.
I have one you can have.
Okay, I'll take Grace.
They made up for that by planting dogwood trees.
Dogwood.
Okay, anything else? All right, well, thank you all very much. Meeting is adjourned.